Well, Molly Mahoney is here. She's with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And Molly, I think, well, first of all, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Well, I think what a lot of people up here are wondering is this really going to happen? Are we really going to get a new SULAC?
Well, it's looking that way. So the $32 million that's been appropriated for the new SULAC will allow us to complete design of the first phase of construction, which is the upstream channel deepening, and actually start moving dirt.
I've heard all kinds of estimates on how long this will take, and I read in your press release it really won't take as long as people think. What's the projected timetable that you guys have at the Army Corps?
So we're estimating that once we start moving dirt, construction will take 7 to 10 years to complete.
7 to 10
That's
years?
If we are funded efficiently.
Ah, so you mean the first $32 million, and then if you're not funded, there's no money, and it comes and you start moving dirt, then you have to wait for more money, right?
Correct. So the project is estimated to cost a total of $1 billion, and this first package is for $32 million, which is a great step in the right direction.
Okay, so will shipping be affected when there is actual construction? Kind of describe how that'll work for people who not familiar with that part of the St. Mary's River and as it goes near the International Bridge and whatnot.
Sure. Well, so the SULACs are located on the St. Mary's River, and they allow vessels to transit that 21-foot elevation change between Lake Superior and Lake Huron and the Lower Great Lakes. And during construction, the Poe Lock and the MacArthur Lock will still be fully operational and passing vessels just as they are today. The construction of the new lock will be north of the Poe Lock, actually within the footprint of the old Sabin Lock, which currently sits with cofferdams on either side, ready for us to continue with construction.
So how quickly can you start now that the $32 million has been approved? And as you said, it's not going to cover everything, and certainly it's a long process. So when can you actually start, like have a groundbreaking?
Yeah, well, so we actually had a groundbreaking, for the new lock back in, I think it was 2010, when we installed the cofferdams on the Sabin Lock and deepened the downstream channel. But we, for this new $32 million that we just received, we'll be aiming to award the construction contract for that upstream channel deepening project in the fall of 2019. And we expect that this phase of the upstream channel deepening construction will be complete in late fall of 2020.